This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Janet Yellen gets all the press, but there were 10 voting members of the Federal Open Market Committee at this week's meeting on interest rates. This week's unanimous meeting on interest rates, I ought to say. One of those yes votes belonged to Fed Governor Jay Powell. Jay, it's good to have you on.
Great to be here, Kai.
Do me a favor, would you, and help us make sense of the difference between what we're finding in our reporting out there, which is that a lot of people still feel stuck in this economy, and with what the FOMC and Chair Yellen and you guys in your statement the other day said is a recovering and strong economy. Help me make sense of that.
Sure. So the economy has actually recovered quite a bit since the global financial crisis. And one way to think about it is unemployment. Unemployment was at 10%. We lost about 9 million jobs in the financial crisis, which was the worst episode since the Great Depression, the deepest recession since the Great Depression. Since that time, we've generated 13 million new jobs, and unemployment has declined from 10% to 5%. So that's a really material improvement in the state of things. That's not to say that that's uniform across, you know, across different regions of the country, and it's not to say that every household, you know, feels better. But it's a fact that there's been significant progress, and I would hope that people would take our first very small rate increase as a sign that the Federal Reserve has confidence in the state of the economy and then the fact that we'll continue to make progress.
Noted that you said very small because it was, and we have to acknowledge that fact. How does raising rates, though, help the economy get better from here?
Little things like a 25 basis point increase aren't going to have a major impact. But over time, monetary policy does have a very big impact on the economy, and it does so over long periods of time with lags and gaps. So if you get so-called get behind on monetary policy, you have to raise interest rates too sharply, and that can cause a recession. So the right way to go, I think, is to start now with a very small increase and then move very gradually to avoid that.
Gradually got a lot of attention in Chair Yellen's press conference the other day. She made great efforts to say it's not going to be a mechanical thing without using her favorite phrase, which is it's going to depend on the data. What are you going to be looking at to think and to know when it's okay to start, you know, ratcheting things up again?
Well, we do look at a wide range of things. For me, at the top of the list will be continued progress in the labor market, and with it, continued progress on inflation. Inflation is even below our target. As I mentioned, the labor market has strengthened quite a bit, but I want to see continued strong job growth. We've had 3 years of very strong job growth. I want to see that continue. And as the labor market tightens, I'd like to see wages increasing. And as the economy tightens, we need to see inflation coming up.
I was about to say you guys, but it's Chair Yellen, has been very clear in her intentions, in the FOMC's intentions about normalization of rates. I wonder, though, whether you all got yourselves backed into a corner where you talked so much about raising rates that finally you had to do it, by gosh.
That's not how I see it at all. We want this to be a long, extended recovery and for it to continue for some significant number of more years. And I do think that the right way to do that is, again, to begin a program of very gradual, small rate increases. And that, by the way, that path will depend very much on the path of the economy. If the economy is weaker, then we'll know that, and of course, we'll react accordingly.
Does that mean you guys are ready to go back to the zero lower bound if you have to?
If you have to, you have to, yes. Okay. I mean, it's not impossible. Monetary policy is about forecasts. You have to have a forecast of where things are going to go, and you try to set monetary policy for what you see as the likely path of the economy.
Now that this first hike is behind you, how glad are you, how hopeful are you, I guess is a better question, to get the Fed out of the spotlight so that every discussion about the economy isn't, oh my God, what's the Fed going to do?
I'll be glad to stop talking about the first rate increase. There's been too much focus, and it's understandable, I guess, on just this one rate increase. What's important to people is, are employers hiring? Are their kids getting good job opportunities? Are their wages increasing? Are they feeling confident about the future? Are they able to afford a home? Things like that. And that's what we've tried to focus on, and that's what the public needs to be focused on. It would be just great to see the Fed get out of the headlines and let people get back to more normal considerations.
Jay Powell of the Federal Open Market Committee and the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve of the United States. Jay, thanks very much for your time.
Kai, thanks for having me.